Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to deliver valedictory address at Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Bhubaneswar today to also confer Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of Indian diaspora. Election Commission to issue notification today for Delhi Assembly election. Indian Navy takes delivery of sixth and final state-of-the-art Scorpene-class submarine. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to launch Akashvani's Kumbhavani channel today. And in women's cricket, India to face Ireland in first ODI of three-match series in Rajkot this morning. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention this morning, being held at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. President Murmu will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. More from our correspondent.
Today is the last day of the three-day-long 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to preside over the valedictory function of the convention and address the Indian diaspora this morning. She will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman 2025 to select Indian diaspora members. The Samman is the highest honor conferred on a non-resident Indian, person of Indian origin, or an organization or institution established and run by non-resident Indians or persons of Indian origin who have made significant contribution within India or abroad for social and humanitarian work, for contributions made towards India's development, for building bridges between India and their host country, or for enhancing India's prestige in their home country. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
The notification for the Delhi Assembly elections will be issued today. With the issuance of notification, the process of nominations will begin. The candidates can file their nominations till the 17th of January. Our correspondent reports that the last date of withdrawal of nomination is the 20th of this month.
All arrangements are in place to facilitate candidates for filing their nomination papers. The polling for the 70-member assembly will be held on 5th of next month and the counting of votes will take place on 8th of February. There are over 1 crore 55 lakh voters in Delhi, comprising over 83 lakh male voters and over 71 lakh women voters. The ruling Aam Aadmi Party has already announced its candidates all the assembly seats in the national capital, while BJP has so far announced 29 candidates and Congress 48 candidates. The assembly election is likely to witness triangular contest between Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress. In the 2020 assembly elections, AAP grabbed 62 seats while BJP won 8 seats and Congress failed to open its account. With Deependra Kumar, Adarsh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Navy has received the 6th and last Scorpene submarine, Vagshir, of Project P-75 from Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited. The submarine will subsequently get commissioned into the Indian Navy as INS Vagshir. According to an official statement, the advanced technology used in the Scorpene ensures superior stealth features and the capability to launch precise attacks using guided weapons. Vagshir can launch attacks with both torpedoes and tube-launched anti-ship missiles, whether submerged or on the surface. The submarine is capable of performing a variety of missions, including anti-surface warfare, anti-submarine warfare, intelligence gathering and area surveillance. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 will kick off at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said that the three-day event aims to provide a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for a Viksit Bharat. It will offer young leaders an opportunity to engage directly with policymakers and national and global icons while contributing their ideas for shaping the nation's future. Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, chaired a high-level review of ISRO's major upcoming space missions, including India's first uncrewed orbital mission under Gaganyaan. In addition, two GSLV missions, a commercial launch of LVM-3, and the ISRO-NASA collaboration on the Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR satellite, he emphasized the importance of public-private collaboration in fueling the country's space ambitions. The minister was joined yesterday by the outgoing ISRO chairman, Dr. S. Somnath, his successor, Dr. V. Narayanan, and other senior officials. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle, @AIRNewsAlerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Prayagraj, preparations are on in full swing for the Mahakumbh starting from the 13th of January. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will inaugurate the Kumbhwani channel of Akashwani today. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan will virtually join the event. Listeners will get all the necessary information related to the Mahakumbh on the Kumbhwani channel. It will be broadcast on 103.5 MHz. Apart from this, the Chief Minister will also inaugurate the UP State Pavilion in the fair area. Here's a report.
Prayagraj is ready for the world's largest religious, spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh. The Chief Minister is constantly monitoring the preparations and ensuring that no stone is left unturned. The Chief Minister will inaugurate the UP State Pavilion set up on 5 acres by the Tourism Department in Prayagraj today. The UP State Pavilion will showcase the rich heritage of the state to the guests coming from all over the world. 12 tourism circuits of the states have been displayed in this pavilion. Other important places including Ayodhya, Kasi, Mathura, Prayagraj, Kushinagar, Sarnath and Namisaran have also been shown on a large map in the pavilion through 3D technology. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Elaborate security arrangements are also in place for pilgrims and visitors. A report from our correspondent.
Security measures have been strengthened at temples and key sites in Mahakumbh Nagar. The intelligence systems have been activated across the Mahakumbh Mela area, Prayagraj and neighboring districts. Intelligence squads have also been deployed to monitor suspicious activities and maintain vigilance throughout the region. Committed to making the Kumbh Mela the largest spiritual event, the Uttar Pradesh government has prepared a comprehensive plan to handle any emergency. To ensure the safety of crores of devotees in the Sangam area, government has deployed a large contingent of water police personnel equipped with the state-of-the-art technology. With Anupam Misra, Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will confer the 34th National Youth Parliament Competition 2023-24 prizes for Kendriya Vidyalayas today in New Delhi. The Parliamentary Affairs Ministry, in a statement, said that around 150 Kendriya Vidyalayas spread over 25 regions of the Kendriya Vidyalaya Sangathan have been part of the competition. It also added that the Youth Parliament scheme aims at inculcating among the younger generations the spirit of self-discipline, tolerance of diverse opinions, and other virtues of a democratic way of life. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday emphasized that the Indian and Scottish parliaments need to learn from their experiences in the use of artificial intelligence. Mr. Birla shared these remarks at a meeting with the First Minister of Scotland, John Swinney, as part of his visit to England, Scotland and Guernsey. The Lok Sabha Secretariat mentioned in a release that both leaders discussed the shared democratic values and cooperation between the two nations. They also discussed cooperation in green energy, IT, AI and other sectors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will chair the Ambassadors Roundtable in New Delhi today, ahead of Aero India 2025. According to the Defence Ministry, invitations have been extended to ambassadors and high commissioners of over 150 friendly countries to participate in the event. The 15th edition of Asia's biggest aero show, Aero India 2025, will be held at the Air Force Station, Yelahanka, in Bengaluru, Karnataka, from the 10th to the 14th of February. Veteran playback singer P. Jayachandran passed away at a hospital in Thrissur last night. He was 80. In an illustrious career spanning over six decades, Jayachandran sang more than 16,000 songs in various languages. A special court in Kolkata will pronounce its verdict on the 18th of January in the tragic rape and murder case of a junior woman doctor at the R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in August last year. The verdict will be pronounced 68 days after the trial began on the 11th of November last year. The body of the doctor was recovered from the seminar hall within R.G. Kerr premises on the morning of August 9 last year. In women's cricket, India will face Ireland in the first match of the three-match one-day international series at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat today. We have a detailed report covering badminton, cricket, football and tennis.
In women's cricket, the first match of the three one-day international series between India and Ireland will be played today at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. The match will start at 11 a.m. Smriti Mandhana will lead the Indian team. This marks India's first bilateral women's ODI series against Ireland since 2006. In the Malaysia Open badminton, India's Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on Malaysia's Ong Yu Sin and Teoh Yee in the quarterfinals at Kuala Lumpur today. In Indian Super League football, visitors Odisha FC played out a 2-2 draw with hosts Chennaiyin FC in Chennai last evening. Today, Northeast United will take on Punjab FC at the Indira Gandhi Athletic Stadium in Guwahati. In World Table Tennis, star contender India's Srija Akula will take on the 5th-seeded Chinese player Chan Chinyu in the women's singles pre-quarterfinals at Doha today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. IST. With Sangita Yadav's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And in some more news from the world of sport, in Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers defeated Team Gonaseka 2-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela, Odisha last evening. A report.
Vedanta Kalinga Lancers secured their second successive win of the season after beating Team Gonaseka 2-1 Hockey India League 2024-25 match at Rourkela.
जीत मिल गई है कलिंगा लांसर्स के लिए ये दूसरी जीत है अब ये टीम अपनी रिदम पकड़ रही है लगातार दो मैच जीत चुकी है
Antwa Keena in 28th minute, Aaron Zaleski in 33rd scored for Kalinga Lancers, while S.V. Sunil scored for Team Gonaseka in 14th minute. Antwa Keena became player of the match.
Collectively, it was a good game. We played really well. The team was there. We are growing, so it's really nice.
Today, match between Karachi Carbengal Tigers versus Tamil Nadu Dragons will be played at 8:15 p.m. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashvani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashvani News.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in some parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and the northeastern states for the next 2 days. The Met Department has also said that cold wave conditions are expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. Lebanon's parliament has elected Army Chief Joseph Aoun as the country's new president, ending a political stalemate and over 2 years of presidential vacancy. US-backed Aoun was elected in the second round of voting yesterday, securing 99 votes in a session attended by 128 members of parliament. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sanjay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the Pravasi Bhartiya Divas in Bhubaneswar is prominently noticed on the front pages. The Hindustan Times quotes the Prime Minister as saying, India to provide skilled talent to the world. On the petition seeking a review of the Supreme Court's October 2023 judgment on same-sex marriage, the Hindu reports SC rejects a review of judgment. Taking note of the first high-level meeting between India and Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, the Indian Express writes, grant visa to Afghan students, patients and businessmen, Taliban urge India. The Tribune highlights the devastation caused by wildfires in Los Angeles in America. It states, worst wildfires in LA history tear through plush Hollywood Hills. And finally, if you've always wanted to adopt a dog as a pet, here's your chance. The Pioneer reports CRPF launches online platform to adopt retired canines for second life. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to deliver valedictory address at Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention in Bhubaneswar today to also confer Pravasi Bharatiya Samman to distinguished members of Indian diaspora. Election Commission to issue notification today for Delhi Assembly election. Indian Navy takes delivery of 6th and final state-of-the-art Scorpene-class submarine. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to launch Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel today. And in women's cricket, India to face Ireland in first ODI of three-match series in Rajkot this morning. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and news on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.